Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Nida, Halacha Beis, from the beginning. We dedicate the learning today, Leiloi Nishmas Yosef Bereb Shimon, whose Yortzeit is today, and for a complete Refuah Shalema for all those that need it, B'soich Shar Chol Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal here quotes the Pasuk, V'hizartem es B'nei Yisrael mitumasam, that Hashem will separate Klal Yisrael from their impurity. And the Gemara says, Mikan shetzrichen lifroish samuch levesta. It's from this pasuk that our rabbis learn out, a husband must separate from his wife when she's expecting her period. Ksiv ve'el isha benidas tumasa loy sikrav. And there's another pasuk that says, to a woman, when she's going through this flow of blood, her husband is not allowed to approach her. Al pi hamaymar Rabbi Yochanan mishtoi. This halacha will be based on chapter 16 in Likutei Moran, where Rav Nezal says there, Ki iefsher latzadik lihiyos machshavtoi meshoitet tomid b'chochmos elyonos. It's impossible even for a great tzadik to have his mind always thinking of very, very high level chochmos. In other words, his mind going to the highest places. Ki pa'omim bitulo shel toira zui kiyuma. Because the Gemara tells us that at times, taking a break from Torah is what guarantees the continuity of the Torah. That a person must sleep, a person must eat, a person must take certain breaks. A person cannot be dovuk in the highest levels of dveikus of chachma all the time. Umavoy Rasham, Rabbi Nezal explains over there, She'iker ma'shetzorech ha'tzadik levate lefomim medveikusoi hu machmas ho'anonin demechasyon alaynim. One of the main reasons why it is this way, why even the tzadik has to take a break from Torah, from this deep dveikus, is because there are these forces of tumah, these forces of the sitrachra, Esav and Yishmael, who are the leaders of the 70 nations, and the Zohar HaKadosh refers to them as clouds that cover the eyes. Kedei shelo yizgabru ho'anon en hanal chas v'shalom aleinov, v'yizbatel chochmosei legamri chas v'shalom. And if the tzaddik would not take this break, then these forces of tumah can overpower the person and damage the person's eyes and cause him to disconnect from the chochmah completely. Now, during this period of time that the tzaddik is mevatel midvekusoi, he takes this break, oz einov meirois kayoreach. Then his eyes shine like the moon. There's a pasuk in Nishmas where it says, einenu meirois kashemesh v'kayoreach, that there are times the eyes represent chachma. We know by Adam and Chava it says, v'tipokachna einei shnehem. And there are times when the tzaddik is delving into deep chachma, then his eyes are shining like shemesh. When he's taking the break from chachma, then the terminology that's used is that his eyes are shining like yoreach. Remember, we have the pasuk lahagid baboiker chazdecha ve'emunascha baleilos, that during the morning when the sun comes up, that's a he'ora of chachma, of chesed. At night, when the sun sets, then the moon takes over. That's emuna. Avo al yidei train moshichin. However, when Moshiach will come, both Moshiachs, Moshiach ben Yosef and Moshiach ben David, sheyofutzu ma'inoseim chutza, whereby they are going to be the most successful in reaching out to the world, that the entire world is going to accept their guidance and their leadership and their authority. As the pasuk says, "V'noharu elav kol hagoyim," that all nations will flock to Moshiach. "V'yehofech lechulam sofa brura," and all nations of the world will be speaking a clear language. They'll all be expressing faith in Hashem and recognition of Hashem. "Oz yiskayim v'hoyo or alavono koyrachama." Then there won't be these two different phases: the phase of the sun and the phase of the moon being different, but rather the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. And then the great tzaddikim will not have to take this break from the dveikus. These anonim, these forces of Tumah, Esav and Yishmael will be defeated completely, and all the nations of the world will be drawn to Hashem. Then the tzaddikim are going to be able to have this dveikus continually without having to take a break. This Rabbeinu Zal presents over there in chapter 16 in Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a deep discussion, and from this he's going to go into a clarification of the topic of Mida. Paragraph Aleph. Ki be'emes bevadai hoyoroi liyozdovuk tomud ba'ashem yisborach b'lihefzik rega klal. The truth is, a person should be connected, deeply connected to Hashem 24-7, all the time, without interrupt. Just like we don't stop breathing, the physical, what's keeping us physically alive, we know is something that has to be constant. There's no such thing as I'm going to take a 20-minute break from breathing. No such thing. So then Baruchni is also spiritually, there shouldn't be any such thing as taking a break from being connected solidly to Hashem. Kihu chayenu v'oirach yameinu. Because Hashem is our life. Hashem is our life. The Torah is our life. Chochma is our life. Hachochma techaye ba'oleho, the Pasuk says in Koheles. Ach, however, behechrech tzrichin lehizbate lefomim. Hashem has created the world in such a way that we must take a break sometimes. Vizehu ikr kiyum shel hadas. And this is what guarantees the continuity of our seichel. Ki lefomim bitula shel Torah ziyukiyuma. Because at certain times, taking a break from Torah is what will guarantee the continuity of the Torah. Ki yefsher lehizdabek ulezkarev l'Hashem yisborach be'emes. Kim Aliyadei Emuna. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to present a very critical, possibly the most critical, basis for Yiddishkeit. Rav Nosson Zal says it's impossible to attach oneself and to really come close to Hashem without Emuna. A person's going to say, I don't really believe, but I enjoy learning Torah. I enjoy learning. Every page of Torah is interesting. It's good. I enjoy it. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here, it's impossible to make a real connection to Hashem and to come close to Hashem without Emunah, Shehi Yesoid Kol HaTorah Kula. That is the foundation of the entire Torah, the entire Yiddishkeit. Kamo Shamru, as the Gemara says clearly in Makkos, Bo Chavakuk Veheemidon Alachas. Chavakuk came along, and he showed that the whole Torah stands on one thing, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichye. A tzadik lives with emuna. U'kamay shekosuv, and as it says also in a pasuk in Tehillim, kol mitzvoisecho emuna. All of the mitzvois of the Torah are dependent on emuna. There's a famous Ramban in Parshas Bo'i, where Ramban writes there very, very sharply and clearly, that if a person performs a mitzvah because it's a nice thing to do, because that's kfira, chas v'sham. We're doing the mitzvahs because Hashem said so. Mipnei shehatoyra omra. Because Hashem said so. Not because I understand that this is a good thing to do. I understand the depth of this mitzvah. I'm doing it because Hashem said so. V'chol ha'olamos. And all of the worlds that Hashem created, V'chol ha-ne'etzolim, v'ha-nevroim, v'ha-noitzrim, v'ha-nasim. Rav Nosson Zal is using the verbs that are associated with all the four different worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Kulam, Oimdim, Rak, al-Emuna. All of them exist and stand, are supported only by Emuna. Kamosh Kosov, as it says in another pasuk, V'chol ma'aseihu be'emuna. All of Hashem's creations with Emuna. Now, where do we see this? Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us an explanation now based on the Sifrei Kabbalah of how creation began and the basic steps in the beginning, and that'll give us a much clearer perspective on realizing how dependent everything is on Emuna. Because when Hashem first wanted to create the world, lo hayo makom levaray, there was no place in which to create, mishum shehayo hakol ein sof, because all that existed at that time was the infinite light of Hashem. V'huchrich kaviyochel letzamtzem ulefanos elikusoi, and therefore kaviyochel Hashem was forced to constrict himself and to remove his divine presence, ad shenase cholol aponui, in order to create a vacant space, v'chulu, etc. As is explained in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the writings of the Arizal, ulashon himshich kol ha'oirois v'chol hamidois. And it's into that vacant space that Hashem shined all the different lights of Chachma and Bina and Das and all the Midos, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, ad shebora sham kol ha'olam kulam, until this resulted and evolved in Hashem creating all the different worlds, the hierarchy of worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, ubatchila lohoyu hakelim yecholim lizboil esor machmas ribuyer. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when Hashem first did this, the vessels that he prepared were not capable of containing the light. And it resulted in a shattering of the vessels, which resulted in a concept of a sitra, the other side, klipos. Just like when a physical glass breaks, you have the broken glass, which not only isn't a constructive thing, it's a harmful thing. And throughout all subsequent generations, we are involved in sorting out the good from the bad, and in repairing this whole situation. As all of this is explained in the first book of the Arizal, the first book of the Kisvei Arizal, the Eitz Chaim, in the beginning. Paragraph Beis, v'zeh yodua, and this is a known fact in Kabbalah, shetchilas hatzimtzum hu bechinas malchus. The beginning of constriction is malchus. Ki af al pi she malchus hi mido ha'achroino, because even though when we talk about the ladder of holiness, it starts with keser, or it starts with chachma, and then bina, and then going all the way down, and malchus is the bottom rung on the ladder. Afal pikein, despite this, lemala, above, way, way up above, betachlis hamayla, in the highest place, in atzilus, or even above atzilus, ikar hahascholo, hi mebechinas malchus, hane'elam be'ein soif. The beginning of all aspects of creation began from the malchus that's hidden within Ein Sof. Kayadua lamevinim, as is known to people who are very knowledgeable in Sifrei Kabbalah. Shemishom hascholas hatzimtzum bishvil brias ha'olam. It's from this malchus, this aspect of malchus that existed within Ein Sof, that's where the beginning of all symptom of all formatting of light began. Bishvil bria soilam, in order to create the world. Ki soif maise b'machshava tchila, because we have a rule that the end of maise is the beginning of machshava. Meaning, an example of this is when a person wants to decides they need a house. The first thought that comes to their mind is not digging out a foundation or bricks and pipes. The first thought that comes to their house is the finished product. I want a house that'll look like this, with the grass in front and three floors. And that's the first thought, and the original thought. And then they start figuring out how I'm going to go about doing this. All the steps from 1 to 1,000 different steps that it's going to take to get to that finish line. We say this Friday night in Lech HaDoidi, Soif Maisa b'machshav atchila, that the Soif Maisa of creation, what was the Soif Maisa of creation? Shabbos. Shabbos was the end of creation. That was Hashem's first thought, original thought about creation, that there's going to be a Shabbos, there's going to be an Olam Haba, there's going to be a Kulay Toiv, that kind of concept. So here also, when we talk about the midah, the sfirois and everything, soif maiseh b'machshava tchila, bebchinas, as the pasuk says, ani rishoin va'ani achroin. I am the first and I am the last, v'chulu, etc. Ani hu bechinas malchus. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us the term ani refers to malchus. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. The Sifrei Kabbalah give many examples of this, that this refers to the Shekhinah, the malchus. Kayodua, as is known. Ukama shekosav shom bamikra. I am the malchus, but I am also Rishon. Rishon is the keser, which is called ayin. And the word ayin is the same letters as ani. So ani Rishon v'ani achroin. And as the pasuk says, koyomar Hashem melech Yisrael v'goyaloi. This is what Hashem, the king of the Jewish people, says, who is the king of the Jewish people and the Redeemer. Ani Rishon v'ani achroin. Hainu bechinas malchus. The term melech. Bechinas melech Yisrael shenikra ani. This is the melech Yisrael who is called ani. Hu baroish ubasoif. He's in the beginning and he's at the end. Now listen to this. I once heard from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, look at the wording in the pasuk. Melech Yisrael v'goyaloi. The word goyaloi is snuck in over there. The word goal in atbash is keser. Gimel becomes a resh, aleph becomes a tuf, and lamed becomes a chaf. So I am Melech Yisrael and Goyaloi. I am the Malchus and I am the Keser. Ani Rishon v'ani Achroin. Because the Geula will have to come from the highest place, the highest light. The Haklal, Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify this. The Haklal, Shetchilas Hatzimtzum Hu Bechinas Malchus. That when Hashem first started, we said the beginning was Ein Soif, infinite, infinity. When Hashem started constricting, it started with something called Malchus. Umalchus hi bechinas emuna. And Malchus is emuna. Kayodua, as is known throughout the Zohar Kodesh, that ein melech beloyam, the Zohar Kodesh says Malchus is the less lamigar maklum. Malchus has nothing of its own. It receives from others. Malchus is the levana, the moon, which has no light of its own. It receives from the sun. Just like Emunah has no light of its own, it receives from Chachma, it receives from above it. Hainu, what this means is, ki kishehashem yisbarach rotzo livres oilam, when Hashem wanted to create the world, histakel b'chochmosoi hakiduma, she'i'efsher lahasigo yisbarach b'shum chochma u'b'shum seichel u'b'shum tvuna ba'oilam. Hashem realized with his infinite wisdom that it will be impossible for anything in creation to understand Hashem through Chachma or Seichel or Tvuna. V'alkein, i'efsher lihiyos kiyum lahoylamos al yidei shum mida. And therefore, the world will not be able to exist if it depends on Chachma, or it depends on any other, on Netzach, on Hoy, on Chesed. Ki ikar kiyumam, hu al yidei sheyoydin mimenu yisborach, shehu rav v'shalit ikro v'sharosh d'chol almin. Because the whole reason, raison d'etre, I think they call it, the whole reason of existence of all the worlds is recognition of Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh says the reason for all of creation is begin the yishtemoydoen lei, so that everything in creation should achieve recognition of Hashem. The main key of the world is al yidei sheyoydim yisbarach, through knowing of Hashem, which means recognition, shehu rav v'shalit ikora v'shalosh talman, that Hashem is the master and the ruler and the foundation and the source of all the worlds. Shezehu ikar hatachlis shel kol ha'olamos. That's the ultimate purpose of all of the different worlds. Kama shekosav b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh makes this famous statement, begin the yishtemoido en lei. You want to know why everything was created? In order, kedei sheyedu v'yakiru oisoi, so that everything should achieve recognition of Hashem.
That's Malchus. Malchus is when everybody recognizes and accepts that one's authority, the Melech's authority. Ube'emes i'efsher lahakiroi v'leidem imen yisparach ha'idei shum mida v'shum sfira. However, the truth is, it's impossible to understand Hashem and to achieve recognition of Hashem through any one of the other midos or spheros, kim al yidei emuna levad, other than emuna. It's only through emuna that we achieve recognition of Hashem and realization of Hashem. Vegam yefsher sheyizgale shum mida v'shum sfira, kim al yidei hu emuna. In addition, it's impossible for any one of the other midos to reveal their light other than via emuna. You talk about a house. People are in a house, let's say, or you have things in a house. In that house, anything outside of that house cannot get there unless it goes through the doorway. It has to go through the doorway, the exit. Here too, kaviyochel, all of these lights are in Hashem, inside of Hashem kaviyochel. There's no way in the world for any of these lights to come out to us unless they go through the exit, through the doorway, which is the Malchus, which is Emuna. Kim al yidei hu Emuna, shehi bechinas Malchus, shehi tchilas hatzimtzum. We said that's the beginning of this constriction of things being formatted. She'al yodo ikar hisgalus kol hamidos v'chol ha'olamos. It's through the Malchus, through Emuna, that all the other midos and all the other worlds are revealed. Ki Hashem Yisborach ro'o she'i efsher lahasigoi b'shum oifin al yidei shum seichel b'olam. Because Hashem saw that it's impossible for man or anyone, anything, to achieve Hashem, to achieve recognition of Hashem and understanding of Hashem through any kind of seichel, no matter how smart you are. Ki les machshava tfisa beklal. Because it says clearly in the Zohar Kodesh, no mind can comprehend Hashem. Al kein lo hoya efshir livro yesoilam ad asher tzimtzein upino elokusi yisbara kaviyochol. Therefore, it was impossible for Hashem to create the world without first constricting himself and removing, to a degree, his divine presence. What did he constrict? What did he remove? Haynu shebechachmosoi haniflo, with Hashem's infinite wisdom, tzimtzeim chachmosoi kol kach. Hashem was mitzamtzeim the chachma, the light, to the point where he removed the chokhmah and seichel completely from a certain area, ad shenishar hamokon kaviyochel ponui mikol hasichlus v'hachokhmos, so that location, that area, was void of all chokhmah and all seichel, shehem atzmo selakusi yisborach, which is the essence of Hashem. We know the Torah begins, that there was darkness. What is darkness? Darkness is the absence of Chachma. Chachma is light. Chachma sodom to'ir ponov. So Hashem removed all the Chachma. And the only thing that remained from all of that Chachma and Seichel was Emuna. Shebora koyach b'ha oylamos v'hanivroim sheyelohem seichel v'das lahamin bo yisborach b'li shum seichel. Hashem created a power. He instilled a power in all of the worlds and in all of creation to give the ability to realize, to believe in Hashem, to realize, to believe in Hashem, even without without seeing Hashem, without understanding Hashem. Just listen carefully. Rav Nosson Zal is clarifying, he's adding another line, to show us clearly, crystal clearly, what the place of Emuna is in Yiddishkeit and in creation and everything. Ube'emes, the truth is, ze hatzimtzum hu pele godol. This whole concept of Hashem constricting is an incredible wonder. kamuva b'mokamacher, as is discussed in other places in our Sforim, ki emuna hu pele godol, because emuna, faith, is something wondrous, pele, k'mo shekotuv, as it says clearly in a pasuk in Yeshaya, oide shimcho ki osisa pele, Hashem, I give praise to your name, because you have done wonder, you've created wonders. Eitzois meirochoik emuna oimein. You created these eitzois meirochoik emuna. That emuna is called pele. Now we know again, pele is a term that's used to refer to keser. Pele is the letters aleph. Aleph is the keser. And here we're being shown that emuna, ani rishoin vani achroin, that emuna is pele, it's something pele. Just like we showed earlier, the goyaloi, melech the goyaloi. Ki emuna hi nithlois tomim deim. Because emuna is something incredible, incredible. Ki bedovor shemevinim bahasechel, ein tzrichin lahamin, ve'eino nikra emuna. Because in those things which we understand or see, you don't need emuna. You understand it, you see it. Ve'ikrahu emuna hu b'ma she'ein mevinim bahasechel. Where emuna applies, if is in those areas where we don't understand. The imkain, and if that's the case, that I don't understand it, it doesn't make sense, it's not logical, it's not rational. Meheichen yovoi lodas she'amit bozeh. How does a person come to realize that I should believe this, even though I don't understand it? I don't see it, I don't understand it. Ach be'emes hi nithlois tomim deim. This is one of the most incredible wonders. Shebora b'chachmosay hagdoila, koyach b'seichel ha'odom, Hashem created, Hashem with his infinite wisdom, created within our brains, within our minds, he created this ability, sheyieloi koyach letzamtzem ulesalik daitoi, to give us the ability to limit our intellect, ulahamin b'emuna levad, and to trust and believe with faith alone, al yidei koyach horishimu shenishar bahadas afilu la'achar histalkus hadas. Where does this come from? Rav Nosson Zal explains. We've spoken about this many times. When you have oil in a bottle, when you spill out the oil, spill it out, turn over the bottle and spill it out and hold it upside down like that for 10 minutes. It's empty, right? It's completely empty, right? Wrong. There's a film. There's a little bit of film. If you stick a tissue inside that bottle and you swirl it around, you're going to see it's got oil. How could it be? I emptied it out. You emptied it out, but some oil, a reshimu remained, an imprint remained. This is a term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, that many times when a person goes to a very high place, they connect to a very high light, and they come back down. Even though they came back down, they left that light, an imprint of that light remains with them. So here, even though we're using this terminology that Hashem removed his chachma, he removed his light from the place, from the reshimu that was left there, that's what gives us the ability to believe, to have, that's what gives us the sense, the brains to believe. The intelligence to be smart enough to know that we can't understand everything, and sometimes we have to believe. Just like if you recall a few pages ago, Rav Nosson Zal discussed business, doing business, and he said that it's just about impossible to find a situation of people who do business, earn a living, where there isn't some element of trust involved, some element of faith. There has to be emuna involved, some degree of emuna. Ki af al pi de iuloi chazi, because we have this famous expression in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, even though the person doesn't actually see something, mazle chazi, their neshama sees it, senses it. Sometimes a person suddenly feels that they have to go, they have to leave a place. Why? Well, why? You didn't see it. I have a feeling I have to leave. And the Gemara uses this terminology, even though the person doesn't actually see, again, there's no chachmah, that the neshama senses, there's something inside that senses a danger or senses a reason why a person has to go to a place or leave a certain place. Because even though the person doesn't really understand it intellectually, Afal Pikin, despite that, Maven Meirochoik, they realize from the distance, Sheroi Loilahamin, that it's the right thing. I have to believe. I have to have trust. Because when a person really wants to look for the truth, the person's searching for the truth, and they want to really be honest, the person realizes clearly that we have to believe. There has to be an element of trust and faith. The person realizes themselves that they cannot understand this right now with whatever seichel they have. The person must believe. We know that when students are studying in a class, a person is studying from a teacher, any type of limud, it has to begin with a certain element of trust. The teacher says something, I don't understand that. I didn't tell you to understand. Just listen. We're putting pieces of a puzzle together. You don't have to understand right now. Trust me. Trust me. And just absorb a piece of it. Suddenly you see a beautiful picture. Wow. I didn't realize. Of course you didn't realize. You know, you don't, when you're first starting to learn about it, of course you don't realize. You have to have emuna, trust. Rak tzrichin lahamin bemuna levad. The person has to believe with pure faith. Vezehu bechinas, this is related to what the Zohar HaKadosh says, tzedek, kadeschapris bo emes, isavida semuna. That tzedek, when it connects with emes, it becomes emuna. Hainu, what the point that's being made here is, she'ikr ho emuna tolui be emes. That emuna is dependent on emes. Trust, I should believe. If I know a person's a liar, if I've seen that someone's a liar, don't tell me to trust them. Don't tell me to believe what they're saying. So the term emuna is dependent on something else. It's dependent on emes. Hainu afal pi she'enoi meivin adover besichloi klal. Even though at this point in time, I don't understand it at all. Afal pi kein, despite that, kishayirtze lehistakel al ho emes. When a person is looking at the truth, they're looking for truth, they're looking for honesty, Yovin Meirochek, the person will realize Sheroi Lo Rahamin Bashem Isporachu Bat Tzadik Imuk Yotzim, that it makes sense, it's the right thing to believe in Hashem and to believe in Tzadikim, to believe that there are good people in the world, even though this is an Olam HaSheker, even though I see there's so much Sheker, if there were only Sheker, the world would cease to exist. So there has to be Emes. Have to search for it, have to look, and have to be careful not to fool myself. Again, this whole search is dependent on Emes, 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 Emes. But in the process, there's going to have to be an element of trust. Now, sometimes a person puts their trust and faith in something and they find that they were wrong. I trusted you, I did, and you betrayed my trust. So I realized I made a mistake. I thought this was emes. I see it's not emes. I realize I have to search further. Now I have to continue searching for emes. We know that Rabbi Nezal says that the Yetzer is called Koyach HaMedame. Medame means similar, like. That this is the Yetzirah's power. He has the ability to make himself look like the emes, just like it's real. I was just talking to somebody today. Some of the biggest businesses in the world are cases where people took a brand, a famous brand, Tiffany, or a brand of clothing. There's always these new things that come out. Well, you want to buy this jacket of this brand? It costs $500, $800. The jacket is worth $200. It costs $50 to make it in China. A normal price is $200, but because it has this brand, and this brand has become popular, everybody wants to have that kind of jacket. And again, they're paying $700-$800 for it. So what do? Go to China, have them make an exact replica of it, either exact or very close to it, where people cannot see the difference. Costs you $50 to make. You sell it for $200 or $400, half price sale. And people are running to imagine, I can get the Tiffany, I can get this super, super brand for half price. Whoa, who won't buy it? But it's medame. That's not the real thing. Even though the material might, because one of the elements that they bought it, they wanted that brand name. And sometimes they'll fake the brand name or they'll put a name close to it using a similar name. And again, within there's all kinds of legal loopholes or legal non-loopholes where cases where the real company will find out about this and they'll sue the person. They're stealing. They're fooling the public. They're making it appear as if this is the real, and it's not. This is the world that we're in. This is, you know, a major, major element in the business world. Any questions?
Well, hey, Rav Nosson, I have a quick question. Sometimes in business, you can sign a lease, you can do a business deal with someone. And halacha, it's amazing. But if you aggravate others or cause damage to third parties or whatever it is, your neshama sees that there's something. But the guy's like, I'm right.
Exactly.
There
are different, there is all kinds of levels in this. There's levels of person, there's an expression, don't be dead right. Don't be dead right. A person has the legal right to cross the street. It was my right of way. And they crossed and they got killed. And they come to the heavenly court and said, I don't know, I don't understand. It was my right of way. It was your right of way. You should have looked because not everybody respects the right of way. And you know, et cetera, et cetera. So there's levels and levels. The Gemara has many examples of this, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, of different levels of honesty, different levels of honesty and integrity, and certain things which technically you're allowed to do it, but you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. And there's all kinds of levels in this, all kinds of different levels of honesty, of emes. The Shulchan Aruch is based on four categories, Orachayim, Yoredeya, Evanezer, Chosh, Mishpat. But they say there's the fifth Shulchan Aruch, which is common sense, which also has to play a very important role. That sometimes even a person says, no, look, it says you're allowed to do this, or it says you're not allowed to do this. And sometimes there's that fifth Shulchan Aruch, a certain level of common sense, where a person has to know that even if technically they're allowed to do it, they shouldn't do it, and they can get in deep, deep trouble for doing it, Chas v'Shalom. A question in the chat, which comes
Thank
first,
you,
Emuna or Das? The answer is, let's continue. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining. He's putting in pieces of a puzzle that are going to make it clearer and clearer. And the most important thing to know is that Emuna and Das are really one. Ani Rishoin v'ani Achroin. So to a degree, it's very hard for us on this level to be able to say which is first. On one hand, everything started from Ein Sof, which is the top. But yet we're being told here that in terms of creation, creation had to begin from Tzimtzum, which is Emunah, which is Malchus. Paragraph Gimel, V'haklal. Now, to summarize again, She'emunah hi'yesoid kol ho'olamos kulam, v'yesoid kol ha'Torah kula. Emunah is the foundation of all of the worlds, and it's the foundation of the entire Torah. It was impossible for Hashem to create any of the worlds without first creating this mida of emunah, to put into the chachma, to put into the seichel, the ability to believe in the truth. Despite the fact that the person doesn't understand it at all. And this is really the essence of that beginning of the constriction, where we're told that Kaviyochel Hashem created a vacant space. Hashem constricted His divine presence, Shehu HaSeichel. We said this Seichel is the Atzmius of Hashem Kaviyochel. Ki Hashem Yisporach Hu Etzem HaChochmo Kaviyochel, Kayadua. Because Hashem is the essence of Chochma, as is known. Ukishepino HaSeichel Mishon, and when Hashem removed His presence, it means He removed the Chochma, the Seichel from there. Nishar hamokoin ponui b'li seichel. That area remained vacant with no seichel. V'loi nishar shom kiyim b'chinas emuna. The only thing that remained there was emuna. Ve emunascha balelois. Laila, night is darkness, right? Ve emunascha balelois. During the night time, in the darkness, you don't have chachma there, you have emuna there. Dahainu shemaminim beemuna levad beho emes belishum secha vechachma, meaning that we believe with pure, with faith alone, without understanding, without rationalizing. V'tekev kishenasa hatzimtzum shel chol haponoi, and the moment that that situation was created, the moment that that chol haponoi was created, dahainu bechinas emuna, sheyeh koyach lahamin bo yisborach b'lishum seichel, that Hashem created this possibility of being able to believe in Hashem without understanding, tekev himshich elekusa yisborach l'toich oysa chol haponoi. Hashem immediately started feeding His light, His divine presence, into that vacant space. Shehem klal hamidois v'chol ha'olamos, which this divine presence refers to all of the different spheres and all of the different worlds. Meireshis nekudas habriya, from the top of the top of the top. Shehi tchilas ha'atzilus, the top of atzilus. Ad soif nekudas hamerkas shel oilam hagashmi azeh, to the bottom of the bottom, which is the lowest part of this physical world. As the pasuk says, v'chol ma'asehu be'emuna, that all of Hashem's creation, all of it was be'emuna. It had to start with emuna. Step one was that tzimtzum, had to create a keli, had to create a vacant space. You want to put up a building? First thing you got to do is vacate an area, clear the area. Ki achakach, kishenishave midas ha'emuna sheitchila satzimtzum, because afterwards, when this midah of emuna, which is the beginning of tzimtzum, after the midah of emuna, which is tzimtzum, was already there, oz yesh koyach, yesh bekoyach legaloi selekusi isborach, alidei tzimtzumim shel ha'sechel. Now it's possible for Hashem to reveal His chesed and His netzach and His gvura via the tzimtzumim of seichel. Shehem klal kol hamidois v'hasfirois shenizgalu betoich hatzimtzum shel ha'chalponi, by which we're referring to all of those different midois and all of the different spheres which were revealed inside that box, inside that vessel, that tchilas, that simsum of the chol aponi, which means inside of emuna. Kizeh klal, because this is a rule, shal yedei emuna, zoichin achar kach, lohoven adover b'seichel. We know that this is the way it works. We said it this morning when we put on tefillin. Ve'rastich li be'emuna, v'yodates Hashem. Step one is emuna, then comes yediyah. Kimavur boha aleph beis, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Sefer Amidos in the paragraph of Emuna, ukomeshekos of Rabbeinu Zal al posuk vayehi yodo emuna ad boy hashemesh. Rabbeinu Zal quotes this posuk during Melchemes Amolek, when Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jews were doing battle against Amolek. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were outstretched in Emuna until the sun set. But Rabbeinu Zal teaches it, first comes Emuna, and then comes the sun, Adboy Hashemesh. Hainu kanal, at what we just said, ki betchilo yefshel ahovin basechel. At first, a person cannot understand, cannot rationalize using their intellect. Ki adayin hakoil bechinas ein soif. Because in the beginning, all there is infinite light. There's no formatting, there's no format, there's no shape or format whatsoever. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 22 in Likud Imran, Ayin Shom. Kiaf al pi shebo oilam ho elyoin, ubimadrego ho elyoino, hu bechinas tzimtzum. Because even though, let's say we talk about the oilam ho atzilus, or the oilam habriya, once we're talking about inside one of those worlds, there's tzimtzum already. There is tzimtzum. But still, avol ba'olam hatachtoin, but to us down here on earth, that tzimtzum is bechinas ein soif. To us, that's infinite. Person would say a reservoir. You have a reservoir that has 600 million gallons of water. Can you drink from it? Can you take a shower from it? The answer is no. As far as I'm concerned, that's Ein Sof. I need pipes and canal. I need all kinds of things till it comes down to me in a manner that I can utilize that water. The reservoir, the fact that there's a big reservoir doesn't help me at all whatsoever. To me, that's Ein Sof. Ki malchus di yitzira, hu bechinas Ein Sof keneged keser da asiya, kayadu amuvan, because it's known in Sifrei Kabbalah that the bottom of the 22nd floor is higher than the top of the 21st floor. The bottom, the malchus of Yetzira, is a higher, is considered infinite, Ein Sof, compared to the keser of Asiya. V'yalkein, and therefore, b'tchila yefsher l'ha'odom she'yavin shum davar v'shum asaga. Therefore, when you're starting out, whenever you're starting out, you need to know that you cannot understand using your rationale. Ki ha'koil etzloi b'tchinas Ein Sof. When you're first starting out, the first day of school, the first day of high school, the first day of first, everything is Ein Sof. You don't know anything. Just shut up and listen. What do you mean listen? You could be selling me to Brooklyn Bridge. You could be selling me all kinds of lies. If that's what you think, go to a different school. If you're going to this school, you're going into this class, you must start off with an element of trust. Because there's no way in the world, as a teacher starts teaching new subject matter, something you didn't learn, there's no way in the world for you to for them to explain it in a way that you will be able to understand from the first minute everything that's going on. There's all kinds of building blocks that you need. First, you have to have complete faith, no sechel. Nobody's asking you to understand. Don't understand. Just listen and accept. V'zeo b'chinas ha-tzimtzum kanal. That's that tzimtzum. That's that cholol aponi, which was step one. V'oz keshehu chosok be'emunasai. And then when a person is solid in their faith, oz Hashem yisporach meir einov, then Hashem opens their eyes. U'meivin achar kach hadover b'sichloi. And then the person gets to understand it with their intellect. Shezeo b'chinas hamshochas ho'oirois v'hamidois. That's step two in creation, where after Hashem vacated that area, then he shone different lights, all kinds of different lights into that area. Inside of that tzimtzum, shehi bechinas emuna. That tzimtzum again is emuna. Once you have that keli, that malchus, that emuna, then you can receive das. You'll be able to receive knowledge that you can understand. I was just in a house yesterday, and they had a puzzle, one of these puzzles, 1,000 pieces. And you look at, it comes with a picture on the box, a picture of what it looks like, and 1,000 little pieces. You look at any one of those pieces, or 10 of those pieces, it doesn't make any sense. If you didn't, if somebody threw away the box, and you were looking at it, there's almost no way in the world that you could put that together. Elamai. By looking at that picture, looking at the box, the Sof Maisa, looking, somebody shows you a picture of what it's supposed to look at the end. Now, again, if you put aside your sechel, I don't have to understand how it's going to work. I just have to go one piece at a time, a piece and another piece, and wow, look at that! It ends up fitting together and it forms a perfect picture, mamish perfect. When you first looked at it, when you first saw part of it, and you saw the other 800 pieces on the floor, this is just a big mess. It's not a mess. It's a perfect picture. You have to trust. You have to go into it with this element of emuna and start piece by piece, adding a piece, adding another piece, adding another piece, and then it all fits together. Question.
Could this be shared in the Mishnah in Avos that says, "Kol shachmoso kum kudemus to yiris chay"?
A 100%. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says if a person's chachma, the wording in the Mishnah is kodemes liyiras chetoi. A person who puts the chachma before the yiras chet, the chachma will not last. It won't work. if he puts his Yiras Chet in front of the Chochmah, because Yira is synonymous with Malchus, is synonymous with Emuna. There's an expression, El Molei Moira'o Shal Malchus, Ish Esrei Yochayim Beloi, that Malchus is called Yira, Moira'o Shal Malchus. See, and the Mishnah says, Imein Yira Ein Chochmah. But 1 second, it also says, Imein Chochmah Ein Yira. You're right. If there's there, the term Chochmah means this emes. You have to start, there's an emes ve'emuna. There's something that has to come before. The first thing that comes is Hashem. Hashem is emes. Now, the emes has to create a keli, which is emuna. And once you have emes and emuna, now you can start shining Chochmah into it. Start shining all of these other lights into it. It
could also be the Nasim Nishma.
Exactly. When it came to Hashem offering the Torah to the world, He offered it to the different nations, and each one of the nations came back with Chochmah. I want to understand what you're showing me. Hashem said, you want to understand? I'm going to give you exactly what you need to disqualify you. You're coming to me like a Chacham? I'm going to give you exactly, you're going to hear exactly what it says in the Torah to show you that you're not in the Torah. The Torah says, don't kill. Don't kill. Al-char b'chasichya. We live by the sword. Okay, you're out. And it came to the Jewish people, they said, Naseh v'nishma. We accept. Naseh. We're committed. We're signing. Now v'nishma. So Rav Nosson Zal asks this question. 1 second. Nishma means to hear. Can a child tell a parent, I'm going to do what you want me to do, and then I'll hear, then I'll listen to what you want me to do? That's not possible. The word nishma there means to understand. And Rav Nosson Zal brings proof from many psukim. That nishma, that again, that our attitude towards Hashem was naseh, we're in, I'm in, I signed, I'm committed. Based on what? Based on emuna, based on trust, based on that you are emes, Hashem alekechem emes. So I believe. The nishma, when I'm capable, I'll understand. I'll try to grow every day to learn a little more, to understand more and more. That's authentic Yiddishkeit. Question? Can we explain how we counter secular psychology that says religious people believe because they just don't want to accept that life is meaningless, and so they kind of fool themselves? The answer is it's these psychologists and secular, they're the ones that are fooling themselves. Rav Nosson Zal quoted the Gemara, Afal gaf de'iu lechozi mazli chozi, that it's true that even though we don't see, we don't understand, there's the truth inside of us. There's the neshama. There's the part of Hashem inside of us. That's this nekuda of emes that wants to believe, that knows that it's the right thing to do. And these other guys, these secular psychologists, are fooling themselves. If I don't understand it right now, then it's not true. And if you recall a few pages ago, Rav Nosson Zal went into that in depth. You cannot survive if you only accept what you see and what you understand. These stupid, idiotic idiots are foolish enough to think that all of this doesn't have a purpose to it. Again, two big rocks collided in midair 6 billion years ago, and that resulted in an amoeba and an ape and a bit. And that's how we have the world with the trees and the leaves and the red flowers and the orange, the yellow flowers and winter and summer. It's all an evolution of two big rocks colliding in midair 6 billion years ago. Or the other silly, ridiculous theories that the scientists and the philosophers and the psychologists who don't believe in a Hashem try to come up with.
You know, perhaps they're calling the religious people the ones that who have the problem of not coming to terms with meaningless.
Exactly. Their lives are meaningless. Without Hashem, they're 100% right. That their life has no meaning or purpose to it.
And here, Nassim is saying that the reason, the real truth is that it comes from the Rishimu of Alikos, that's within every honest human being.
Exactly. We're still building. We're still building. Rav Nosson Zal is not finished. And Yitz Hashem, the next year, it's going to become clearer and clearer. Shdizorcha to emuna and emes and chochma, all of these qualities, and bizorcha thereby not to fool ourselves, to live the right kind of life, and to see the geula shleima b'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rav Nosson. Have a wonderful day.
You too. All the best.